Before jumping into today's episode, I just wanted to share a little disclaimer. I just wanted to note that I, Alexis Ackerfeld, am not a doctor. I cannot treat, cure, or diagnose. I cannot discuss a disease in detail. If you have any questions regarding a diagnosed disease, please seek the advice of a medical doctor or naturopathic doctor. I can assess and advise you on your nutritional well-being through lifestyle, dietary, and supplementation and recommendations. Anything that I talk about in this podcast, I do recommend that you discuss with your healthcare practitioner. Everything that I talk about is based on my own research, research of clinical studies that have been performed. References for those clinical studies can be found in the show notes for this episode. Hello, friends. I'm Alexis Ackerfeld, and welcome to the Mom Life Podcast. I'm a mom and a holistic nutritionist specializing in fertility nutrition. This podcast is all about motherhood, everything from fertility to pregnancy to postpartum and mom life. I'll talk about my own experiences with motherhood, as well as nutrition tips that will help empower you on your fertility and pregnancy journey. We'll also hear from other inspiring moms and experts in fertility, postpartum support, parenting specialists, and more. I'm so excited to have you on this journey with me. Let's jump into the episode. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Mom Life Podcast. I missed a week last week. I apologize. I had COVID, but we're back this week with a new episode. And this week I wanted to talk about supplementation of folate and the benefits for fertility. So folate, or folic acid, which you've probably heard it being referred to as, is a key supplement that is very often, or I would say yes, almost always prescribed during pregnancy. We know that it has positive benefits for minimizing the risk of neurotube defects. But there are recent studies that show there are also positive benefits on fertility. So I wanted to share a little bit more about folic acid supplementation, what the studies have shown, talk a bit about folic acid versus folate, what's the difference, talk about what to look for when you're looking for a supplementation, as well as what foods are rich in folate that you can consider adding to your diet. Really, the intention behind this podcast is to provide you and empower you with the resources and the knowledge to allow you to make informed decisions, have informed discussions with your healthcare practitioners that are part of your support team in your fertility journey, some things to think about and consider and, you know, perhaps bring to your healthcare practitioner. With respect to folic acid supplementation, what has been shown in recent studies is that supplementation in higher doses, higher than the minimum amount that is required to prevent neural tube defects, has been shown to have positive benefits for fertility. So that would be preconception. So we're talking about positive impacts on your eggs and embryo development. So it could help you conceive as well as prevent miscarriage. Latest research has shown that folate is quite important in every stage of fertility, from egg development to ovulation, as well as fetal growth. So studies have shown, like I said, that folate supplemented at a higher dose is recommended for prevention of neural tube defects, but also seen to lower the frequency of infertility, lower the risk of pregnancy loss, and has provided greater success in fertility treatments. So something that I want you to think about in terms of like the timing of your supplementation, oftentimes our doctor may prescribe a folic acid supplementation or a prenatal supplement when we do become pregnant, but I would like you to consider supplementation preconception at least a month, if not more, before trying to get pregnant, because it is seen in recent studies that there are positive benefits in supplementation. So when we talk about folate, I keep referring to folate versus folic acid, which is probably the term that you have heard most often. And the difference is what I want to talk about next. So folic acid is actually the synthetic form of folate. only a small percentage of folic acid converts to the active form of folate, and it's the active form that we're really looking for. It should also be known that some people actually can't even do that conversion in their bodies from folic acid to folate. So I would recommend looking for a folate, an active form of folate in your supplements, in your prenatal supplement or even a standalone supplement. So I would recommend speaking to your healthcare practitioner about a active form of folate. Again, best to take this preconception. The folic acid is not found in nature or in foods. It is the active form of folate. So when we're looking at the foods that we eat, folate can be found in several foods. Some foods that are rich in folate that you should also consider adding to your diet if you're trying to conceive or you are already pregnant would be leafy greens, root vegetables, nuts, egg yolks, legumes. All of these foods that are rich in folate would be beneficial not only to help you conceive, but also to help prevent neural tube defects. Of course, we also want to supplement with a folate supplement. However, just, you know, given the word supplement, we also want to eat the foods that are rich in folate because really that is the best form to get your micronutrients. The other thing I wanted to mention is that folic acid in that form does not cross the placenta. It has been seen in studies to show that it does not cross the placenta, whereas folate does. So that's just another thing to consider. It's also seen in studies that folate coupled with B12 has positive impacts on fertility. So you may also want to consider checking your B12 levels and discussing potential supplementation with B12 with your healthcare practitioner if your levels are low and the outcome is that you are deficient in B12. So that is the difference. All that said, basically what you want to look for, therefore, in your prenatal supplement or a standalone folate supplement is that you want to look for that active form of folate. This could look like 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, or it might just say methylfolate active form, might just say folate, but you want to make sure that it is not folic acid and it's actually the active form of folate that is in your supplement. Okay, I think that's everything that I wanted to cover. This was just a topic that I was discussing with a friend recently, and I know I personally, when I learned more about folate, this was something I was not aware of. I was not aware of the difference between folic acid and folate. I was also not aware of the benefits of folate on preconception and on fertility as a whole. You know, I think we're all well versed in the fact that folic acid helps decrease the risk of neural tube defects, but I think the overall beneficial impact of folate on fertility is perhaps a little less known. There are only, you know, a few studies around, clinical studies around supplementation with folate and the impacts on fertility. So just keep that in mind as well. I always want to share with you the most up-to-date research to empower you on your fertility journey so that you have all of the information, you have the research, you can make informed decisions about your fertility journey, your supplementation journey, and this can help you with discussing your plan and your supplementation plan with your healthcare practitioner. If you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to DM me at Alexis Wellness on Instagram. If you're, you know, interested to learn more about how I can help you in supporting your fertility journey through nutrition, I do offer a free fertility strategy call. It's a 30-minute call where we will discuss your fertility journey, your health history, your current supplementation plan, and anything else that, you know, we need to perhaps consider as part of your fertility journey. We'll go through your health history. We'll go through your current diet. We'll go through your current supplementation plan, and customize a plan for you, specific to your individual needs that will help support you on your fertility journey and increase your chances of success in conceiving. So if you're interested in having this 30-minute call, it is free. There's no obligation to sign on with me as a client. It's sort of more informational to talk about, you know, your current journey, how I can help you, and what that might look like. So there is a link in my Instagram bio where you can sign up for that call. So please let me know if you're interested in that. Again, I hope you found this useful and helpful. And my intention is always to just provide you the information and empower you on your fertility journey. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. Go check out the link in my Instagram bio at Alexis Wellness to download your free guide to 5 things you can implement today to protect your egg supply. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, rate and review. I would really love to hear your feedback. Talk to you soon.